Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, we're at the 75th edition of the Mostra di Venezia with the team of the closing film in this edition of the festival. Driven, thank you very much for being with us. Nick Ham, an actor, Jason Sudeikis, and Lee Pace. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
My first question is, what did interest you about the story? Why did you decide to tell this particular story about John DeLorean and Jim Hoffman?
I always thought there was a great story in the DeLorean, just his own journey himself, from a guy who was just the youngest car designer around to somebody who then started his own business, and then almost kind of self-destructed in a kind of interesting way by sort of doing something at the end, by basically getting involved in a coke deal and an FBI sting that made him surrender any legitimacy and kind of honor that he had built up over the years as a car maker. So I thought there was a brilliant story there, and so did a lot of other filmmakers, by the way, for the last 40 years. But I always knew that doing the biopic was really tricky. And then as we started to work on the movie with the writer who I've worked with before on The Journey, we discovered this character called Jim Hoffman, who Jason so brilliantly portrays, who was this basically liar and cheat who sort of was a kind of low-life kind of FBI informant. And we thought, and Colin started to write the character. And as that character came alive, we realized, actually, this is a really clever way to go into the movie, to tell DeLorean's story through the eyes of an unreliable narrator, through the somebody who you find endearing and funny, but also as off the wall as the DeLorean is. So the combination of these two crazy characters was what kind of, that was the inspiration, really.
How about your characters? How much did you know about them before, prior to reading the script?
Prior to reading the script, what I knew about John DeLorean was the car that he made. I knew the DeLorean as a really cool car, and the GTO as well, another car that he had made. And so I was aware of kind of the work the man did as a kind of iconic car maker.
I knew of DeLorean, I knew the car, I knew a little bit about the story. Jim Hoffman, I still know as much as anyone else, which is not much at all. That we had one single photograph. It, obviously, when you go into the witness relocation program, those folks do a good job hiding, and so there's not much out there about them. So I just had to, make a lot of assumptions, to make a lot of guesses. The writing and the wonderful guide, and then had a wonderful Sherpa along the way.
I wanted to ask you about the shooting too, because we've been shown this short film about Puerto Rico. I mean, this was disturbing. I mean, this kind of hurricane like smashing around just before shooting there, Nick. I don't know if how did you manage to finally shoot?
Well, we shot for 5 days. We were already doing the movie, and we were down there, and we were very happy. And then this absolute massive event happened, and everyone should know, Maria was the size of Germany, all right? So that hurricane was enormous. It was half the size of Europe. And then when that came in, it basically almost took out the island. It took out all the infrastructure of the island. And so when we had a very simple choice to make, which was a hard choice for all of us, and none of us are heroes in that sense, and we didn't do it through any sense of altruism in the sense of, okay, we have to go. We did it because basically we were giving a paycheck to local people, and we were very conscious of the fact that if we didn't go back, if we left the movie and we walked away, we would be absolutely on the side of everybody who'd done that historically in those situations, and we didn't want to be that. And so it all of us and to a man and a woman, every single actor decided to go back. And when we did go back, there is no joking aside, people were losing their lives down there. The environment around us was incredibly hostile, and the actors found time not only to do the movie, but also to do a certain amount of giving back into the community. And we raised funds, and we built an infrastructure around the movie that allowed a film industry to continue after we left. And so in that sense, we felt that we had absolutely made the right decision. And our hearts go out to Puerto Rico, as the boys will testify.
You congeal through the process of making a film a lot of ways. It's part of the enjoyable experience, both with the people in front of the camera and behind the camera. I mean, it's a wonderful, combination of artists and blue collar workers and like it's just a great like microcosm. But then when And a lot of times the only thing you're you know, facing, your only opposition is time, money, and apathy. You know, and here we all had the great adversary of you know, Mother Nature and Maria and what she left in her wake, and that just amplified the cohesion that occurred on set. And I think, you know, it's captured in the film itself, but then I think you get a good sense of what was going on and how we felt about it in the actual moment through the you know, the documentary that has been playing along with it.
Okay.
Can I just add one thing to that, which I think is actually important? Look, the making of this movie is an illustration of how people are dealing with climate change. It is not a debate about whether climate change is happening, whether our planet is going to alter, and whether there are certain cities that are going to be threatened and certain lifestyles that are going to be altered. That is not a debate. You have to be under a rock or absolutely bone stupid to even think that that's under debate. This is about how we are now. We're past that. We're way beyond that. This is about how now we, as a, not only us, we're filmmakers. We're a tiny little group of people, of artists and, you know, weird gypsies that get together and make a story. That's what we do. But, you know, this movie is a testament to everybody overcoming that struggle and showing that you actually can deal with climate change. You can find a way of working with it, but we better start doing it now. And it's an example of Hollywood in some senses, not giving back, that's too grand, but it is of actually dealing with it and being correctly political, if that makes sense.
You're absolutely right. Thank you very much for being with us. You're Nick, welcome, Jason Lee, thank you for the movie. This is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.